Welcome back, everybody, to the greatest music NFT podcast show. I am your host, Beaks Vibe, and this is your number one source for all things Web3 and music NFTs. And welcome back to a brand new week. Of course, I am on vacation this week, but I could not go without dropping a brand new episode for the podcast, for the audience. And, you know, I was a little hesitant of which topic to cover, you know, because the crypto news cycle goes so quickly. It's really a 24-hour, sometimes a 12-hour news cycle. And I had to hit on this one topic just because it caught the, you know, it hit my For You, or not even my For You page, it hit my timeline. And, you know, we all know this guy, BitBoy Crypto, right? And I really don't pay much attention to him. I've never really watch his videos. I don't follow him on Twitter. I mean, when I think of who BitBoy Crypto is, I really just think he's like the Alex Jones of crypto. It's just a very hyperbolic presentation. It's really just like on the nose, like Alex Jones. It's loud. It's, you know, it's just a lot. It's just a lot. But, and he's always kind of shilling you something, right? Like Alex Jones always trying to sell you something at the end of the day. You're like, okay, guy, I get it. Like you're trying to make a buck. Me too. And so, yeah, so that's who like this BitBoy Crypto guy is, right? And so recently, the BitBoy Crypto Twitter page announced and kind of came out with a surprise. And I'll read it here. It said, yesterday, BJ Investment Holdings, the parent company of Hit Network, took decisive legal action in removing Ben Armstrong from the company and specifically the BitBoy Crypto brand. Now, I don't know if I'm alone here, but I didn't realize that that was a brand and it wasn't the person. I mean, I thought BitBoy Crypto was BitBoy Crypto. I thought that was his like username, like when he was playing League of Legends and he was just like kind of like a crypto degen and got like YouTube famous because he was here during the 2021 bull run. But nonetheless, Ben Armstrong is getting fired from BitBoy Crypto, which evidently is the beholden to the Hit Network, which is then beholden to BJ Investment Holdings. So, I mean, it's like a shell company of a shell company of a shell company. Who knows what's going on with all that? So he comes out and evidently, and this is all allegedly, but he comes out and there is substance abuse issues and, as it turns out, he was also having an affair with the very attractive CEO of his own company, whether that's the BitBoy Crypto or the Hit Network, whichever one is his company or whatever it is. So, you know, I know our minds go to certain places when we think substance abuse, right? But so BitBoy Crypto, and you know, I'm not trying to step on somebody in an absolute way when they're down, but I'm calling a little bit of bullshit here. And this is why. So I wasn't even going to get into this just because of this news story. Like this headline wasn't like enough for me to just warrant like an entire episode, but to see kind of now how this unfolds, well, what has happened is that Ben Armstrong himself, Mr. BitBoy Crypto, has come out with kind of an apology slash like tell-all emotional explanation where he's, you know, it's, but for anyone who's been to like watched YouTube and knows how the YouTube world works, this is like very, very classic. This is textbook apology YouTube video. First off, the headline of the video is "We need to talk ... That's the headline. "We need to talk ... Coming from the BitBoy, the official BitBoy Crypto YouTube channel with 1.4 million subscribers. So it's already like this like kind of cheesy cornball like clickbaity thing. And it's Ben Armstrong with his wife who couldn't be more doe-eyed. She's got just tons of pink makeup all over, just looking just as done up as, you know, and as kind of cutie pie as possible, and is just looking on to Ben Armstrong as if he is just like the hero in shining armor, as he looks like absolute shit. I mean, it is unbelievable. It's even hysterical because the ads that run on his YouTube channel are ads of him shilling his own products. And he's just got like the absolute worst bags under his eyes. And so when he's talking, and so first you're like, oh, well, it might be the substance abuse issues, man. Don't give this guy such a hard time. I mean, listen, I know what it is to go through problems and have, you know, just demons and battles and internal struggles. So I'm not trying to kick a man when he's down. But as he goes on to explain in this video, which is like an 8-minute kind of bullshit rant. And so I'll save you the time. I'll summarize it for you. He goes on to explain that the substance abuse issues were actually, you know, diet pills. He was going a little crazy with trying to lose weight. And of course, as he's telling this story, he's wearing like the cut t-shirt where his shoulders are showing. His wife is rubbing his shoulders, looking onto him as if he's like the saint of modern day. And he's got bags under his eyes, he's got his cut shirt, admitting, or, you know, I didn't even know you would call it admitting, but, you know, explaining that, his substance abuse was just diet pills. And is this the explanation for why he got fired by his parent company? I don't know. But then this affair situation, I mean, listen, we all have a perspective and a point of view on relationships and marriages in particular. To see his wife's reaction or physical response to this long-term, admitted, you know, as he explained in the video, this kind of long-term affair with a very attractive woman, I mean, who works in your company, which is kind of like muddying up the waters, if you ask me. I mean, I just don't believe and I just don't buy the, I'm just going to be able to sweep this up and move past it. I just, this is all way too story. This is all way too sell the news, dramatized. So I, for one, am calling total bullshit. And I mean, what else do you expect from BitBoy Crypto, right? I mean, I don't even follow the guy. I just know it's the Alex Jones hyperbolic thing. So, and at the end of the video, which of course is just a riot because he's like in tears, his wife is looking onto him. It's supposed to be this whole like, oh man, this guy's really like down on his luck, huh? I'm supposed to like, you know, feel some compassion for this guy. And he starts talking about some of these products that he's still a part of. And he goes, I'm telling you, they're still going to go to the moon, like still believe, you know, crypto's still going to go, like, you know, I'm still the guy that made, you know, it's like, you just can't really like, he just kind of comes back to this whole like bravado of like, you know, I'm still that guy. And so, you know, it's like, I don't know. It's hard to feel bad for the guy, right? I mean, substance abuse, diet pills, you know, we need to talk. He had an affair with his, you know, his own CEO, and his wife is, you know, happily still staying with him. You know, this seems like it's the YouTube video just to kind of paint the comeback story. And now, you know, and all attention is good attention, right? In the media world. So, listen, am I a cynic? Maybe. But am I right? Maybe. You know, so we'll see. I'm on vacation, so it's not like I'm going to be able to just react like super quickly whether I'm right or wrong. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and throw the dart at the board, and, you know, I like to call a spade when I see it. So, yeah, that was really all this episode was going to be about. I was just going to explain that caught my attention, and I was like, okay, yeah, see what happens. And then I see this video, and I'm like, okay, well, this is the fuel to the fire that I needed to just give a little bit of a reaction video podcast style. So that's what we did this week. And that's all I got for you. I hope you all are having a fantastic week. Make sure you are following the podcast at TGM NFT Pod. Of course, you know that's short for the Greatest Music NFT Podcast Show. We are on Twitter, aka X. Make sure you are following me, the host, Beaks Vibe, at Beaks Vibe on Twitter, aka X. And we are dropping the Avatar video format versions of the podcast on Twitter and on YouTube. Make sure you hit us with a like, a subscribe, a repost. It goes a long way. You can also just listen to these podcast only. I mean, where podcasts are for free, and you can stream only wherever that is. So have your picking. You know, the name of the business in terms of media distribution is We Come to You. So wherever you listen and like to view content is where we are trying to be. And I'd like to know where that is. So hit us up and let us know where you're checking us out. I actually would be down or really interested in knowing like where like the top listeners are listening to. Because honestly, as I've stated in past episodes, we are going Twitter/X centric with content. So I'm really pushing kind of the premier post to be on that platform. And then, you know, obviously I want to be everywhere else. So I'm still going to YouTube. I'm still going to Spotify, and I'm still going to Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and all that stuff. But, you know, eventually I would like to get everywhere, or get it all on just like Twitter/X. So would love to build that platform up, but we'll see how it goes. So anyways, that's this week's podcast. Thank you if you're still listening for all this chit-chat written and raven. And I will see you next week, same time, same place. Peace.